We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You're a jerk.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Yes, you did.
I knew you took it that way, but I couldn't backtrack because you put your headphones on and we're going on the air. I didn't mean it that way. I don't want this to happen to your son. I don't want this to happen to anybody.
We want to talk about freak injuries. Like, what's the freakiest injury you've had? And we've got one about a kid in a treehouse. And we'll explain that in a second. But literally, Steve goes, wow, when are you going to build Noah a treehouse?
And I know it sounded like I was associating. I want this to happen to Noah.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying this dad is a great dad for providing a treehouse for his children.
Have you been to my neighborhood?
It's been a while.
Have you seen a tree bigger than a sapling in my neighborhood?
Oh, that's right. It's kind of you have a foreclosed on neighborhood.
I don't know what happens. I've even
it's a
put
bankrupt
in. I bought like 2-3 years ago. I bought 3 12-foot. I mean, have you ever bought a 12-foot Vanderwolf pine?
No, I
can
have
I
not.
Tell you something about 12-foot Vanderwolf pines?
What's that?
They're expensive.
Ah, so
guess what?
Last
they're all dead.
Oh, get
yeah.
out. It's a good thing you didn't build a treehouse in that.
Yeah, because then there'd be a dead treehouse.
Dang, dude.
Any other of my shortcomings you
no,
want to point
I was
out?
Just,
or
I was
can
just
we get to the story at hand?
Yeah, this one's a freak accident. Yeah, I know.
It's a 13-year-old Maryland boy who got a 6-inch screw pierced into his skull as they were building a treehouse.
Yeah.
He fell from a branch, knocked over a wooden board, which came down on his head. They had to bring the life flight thing in. The screw was lodged between the two halves of his brain.
Jeez.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Because it goes anywhere else.
You're done.
You're either dead or severely damaged. It nearly tore the brain's largest channel that drains blood and other fluid from the brain.
Bah, bah, bah.
It was a millimeter away from causing the teen to bleed to death.
A millimeter.
1 millimeter. He had the screw in his head for a total of 7 hours.
Holy smokes.
And dad came in with his DeWalt.
Okay.
Oh. There it is.
Okay.
You guys had to look at the x-rays. I brought my DeWalt in. Got the 12 volt. Freshly charged battery.
Okay, that hurt.
Is that a decent? No,
no
it's not
stopped.
As good as my other sounds. That was more of a Milwaukee. Hold on.
Oh, look at you. That's cobalt.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, let's get down in the weeds.
I know, just start naming
everything. Hey, you guys, give us a call. Tell us what kind of drill you want Slacker to be. My wife had one of those. She had a do-it-herself toolkit.
Oh, what is
it? It was like a pink. It was the toolkit that everybody buys. The little flat thing with like scissors, needle nose pliers, and then the one screwdriver that's like this way that's electric that has like AA batteries
that's
that
right.
like
that's
not it's not going to take anything out. It sounds like and I mean seriously, it won't get any screw out, like no screw. Just like, oh, use my kit. So that was the do-it-herself toolkit.
That's actually spot on, buddy. That was...
okay, so that's one freak accident.
Yeah, ow.
That was a freak injury is what we're calling it. Here's another one. A cyclist got hit by a kangaroo.
Okay, it's just like, what?
Yeah, just roaming the streets of Kansas City.
It was in Kansas.
Nah, I
was like, what?
I seriously read none of the story, so I was just kind of going to improvise from there. What was he doing? Was he a motorcyclist? Or Oh, yeah, he was like a Lance Armstrong kind of bike.
And so it just jumped out at him?
Real quick, does anybody know the name of any other, like, person who rides a bike? Because whenever you're going to want to reference, like, it's like,
yeah.
Kind of bike, are we talking a motorcycle or, like, the pedal, like, Lance Armstrong kind? Like Lance Armstrong's still the name you say, even though he's been disgraced from the sport for years.
Forever.
We need a new name.
Yeah, but you're right, there is no, I got nothing.
Like, all right, we're going to need that. And then also, so we need two things right now. Three things. We're still doing the freak injury. We need you to call out a kind of drill you want to hear.
Yes.
And the name of a random Tour de France cyclist. Anyway, it's a freak accident. We didn't read into the details, but bottom line is.
A kangaroo just jumped out.
That would qualify to get on the air with Slacker and Steve. You'd be like, yeah, man, I got hit by a kangaroo. Cool, tell us more. I got a 6-inch screw in my head. Cool, tell us more. See how this works? school. I had a do-it-herself toolkit follow me.
It didn't hurt because it was blunt scissors.
Oh, yeah. And when it stops, it like powers down. Like,
oh, slowly.
Goes like, woo!
You're right.
It's like
you're right.
When you're taking NASCAR tires off, it's like, woo, woo, woo. And this thing's like.
It just slowly dies on its own.
Yeah. That's it trying to take a screw out. Okay. Lucre. A Russian man. Now, this is a freak injury.
Oh, this is sad.
You know, there's one of these like every year.
Right.
A Russian man was shot dead by his own dog.
With his own shotgun.
With his own shotgun.
I know.
Yeah. The weapon was rested on his knee with the butt facing down and the barrel pointing towards his stomach. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I walked home from Hunter Safety, so I didn't take it. But I still kind of feel like you never point any gun towards yourself or anything you don't want to be dead.
Common sense, maybe. That's like one of the.
No, hold on. Let me clean this loaded gun pointed directly at my skull. This is awful. He died.
He did. The dog, what did he actually?
The dog
jumped up on his lap.
He ran toward him, tapped the trigger. It was double barrel. Soviet TARS 34 shotgun.
Still both barrels.
Did it go? Oh, God, if it was both, that's awful.
Jeez.
And the dog. Another hunter with him called an ambulance, but it was too late.
Yeah.
These are not really freak accidents or injuries. These are pretty much dead people.
They're pretty dark.
Yeah, these are really dark. Another kid. Oh, this is the kind of freak injury we need. And it has to do with another tree. A kid in elementary school was climbing a tree, slipped. Mm. And ripped one of his berries out.
Okay.
His nickname from that point forward was Uno.
Okay.
That's what it says in the story. I want it. I'm not making that up.
Here comes Uno.
Here comes Uno. Why do you call him that? I don't want to say the name of the guy, but I watched the guy do the exact same thing. Sliding down a banister. Freak injury.
Was this you and him? And
what? No, it was a slumber party. Oh. We all slid down the banister, and then he slid down and was like...
Why did it happen to
you?
It
was his house.
Wow.
That was the best part, because if one of us had lost a berry at his house, there would have been lawsuits, but it was like... It was his own berry got ripped out on his own banister.
Why didn't it happen to you? Was it a
I don't know. Maybe he had a little more of a chafing thing or something. He was a little more... He was like, I slid right down. I was a little sweatier, I guess, or something.
Or you weren't as developed, one of the...
It could have been that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave it up to you. If you've been injured in a weird way, we'd love to hear your story. And if you want something else, we'll take that too. Lindsay?
Yay.
Freak injury, I think. What happened to you?
Yeah, when I was about 11, I was riding my bike outside of my house, and I came into the garage, and I rested up against this old stove that we had resting there, and my grandpa was coming over to the house, and instead of stopping, he accelerated and hit me right in the leg, and my hand went into the stove, and it cut off my ring finger.
What the heck?
I mean, there's OSHA things, there's AARP things.
Yeah.
And were they able to reattach it?
They did.
Oh, thank goodness.
It was my wedding ring finger, too, of all things.
What? But Grandpa drove you? Into a Grandpa drive
you. What did you do to Grandpa?
I couldn't tell you, but I never got a new bike out of it, so.
You didn't?
What the heck?
No!
That's really weird.
Right?
Who stores an oven in the garage? I want to go all the way back there. Okay. I got a beer fridge out there, but I don't have a beer oven.
The sad thing is my room was on the other side of the garage, so the stove ended up going into my room as well.
What the?
You did something. You must have done something to Grandpa at some point. He's like, I can do a lot of damage to this little girl all at once.
Holy
that
smokes.
That is a great story. Thank you, Lindsay. Julie.
Yay.
Freak injury.
Yeah. So my little brother, when he was in elementary school, riding his bike around like kids do, crashed and ended up losing half of one of his organs.
Well, but which organ? It'd have to be liver, isn't it? Was it his liver?
It actually ended up being his pancreas.
Oh, he's only got half a pancreas?
Wow.
Yeah. He was just running on. The weirdest thing is, it didn't break skin or anything. So hours go by, he drinks a soda and starts screaming. A quick visit to the ER, and we're rushed into surgery.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Great thing, though, he's completely fine and is the most active guy I know.
Oh, my God.
That is...
You're freaky.
That's a freak injury. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Carrie's up next here, maybe, if it works here. Hold on. Carrie!
Yay.
Yay.
Freak injury.
Yeah, my daughter, when she was in third grade, broke her ankle doing the chicken dance.
Okay.
No, it's not an ankle breaker, Steve. Okay. It's, not a, it's not one of those really hard hokey pokey move it all about songs. Pretty straightforward. Was it just an overly aggressive DJ or what happened?
You know, she was in school. I got a call from the nurse that she had injured herself. She told me when you have to turn, like you jump and turn.
Oh, yeah, you do the
landed
whole,
on
yeah.
it.
It's like...
Yeah.
It's a white person dance. You know what I mean? It's like other people go out and they dance and express themselves, and white people were like, no, 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 we all need to be doing the exact same thing. It's like, I want to do the electric slide or the cha-cha or the chicken. Is she okay?
Yeah. Oh, she's fine. She's in middle school now, but it was just bizarre. It was a little weird.
Ow. It's hard to go back to school with any amount of street cred going.
The chicken.
Yeah, I fought like 20 ninjas. Okay.
Yeah,
it was actually
exactly.
It was actually the chicken dance. I hate to tell you.
Nice.
Thank you for the call, Carrie. Laura.
Yay.
Freak injury.
All right. In middle school, my best friend was leaning on her fork with her jaw. My friend, their friend came over, gave her a noogie, and the knife went through her bottom jaw, through her mandible, through her tongue, and into her palate.
Gee! Wait, she had a fork under her chin or a knife under her chin?
A knife.
Oh, my God. Well, that's kind of on her a little bit.
It's kind of more than a little bit on her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like...
A bayonet.
Yeah. No, right. It's the Russian guy pointing the shotgun at his stomach going, what could go wrong? Here, Snickers. Oh, my God. Is she okay?
Right.
Yeah, just some really bad scars in a little area that supposedly she can't taste off of anymore.
Did she yank the
knife? God, yeah, God.
You're supposed to leave it in,
you
right?
You are.
Yeah.
Did she?
Honestly, they rushed her into the nurse's room before I could even see what happened.
Yeah, so. No, that's awesome. You should buy her a neck pillow and tell her that's much easier to rest your head on.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.